So today we're going to go through just the basics, obviously, it's the essentials classes, on what the IRS defines as a charitable contribution and how you can take the deduction, what the basic text for the deduction is, a bona fide transfer of money, permissible donees, that no consideration is received, and substantial documentation. So just kind of all the checkpoints you have to make along the way to make sure that the deduction is actually deductible. And then we're going to talk about deducting contributions that are actually made to the university, whether the university can deduct them, and some common examples. So let's get started. So the IRS definition is found in the Internal Revenue Code 170, the charitable contributions. Part A tells you sort of when the deduction is allowed. There shall be allowed as a deduction any charitable contribution when the payment is made within the taxable year, as long as there is a deduction to verify it. And then Section B basically says who you can make the contribution to in order to deduct it. Luckily, being most of us being from universities, we're going to fall under one of the categories of institutions that you can give a donation to in order for it to be deductible.
And that general code section's been around, where the language in it's been around since like 1917, so it's been a long time.
I wasn't here for that, but
I wasn't either, but I hear it was around.
Yeah. So again, some of the basic tests for deductions, we're going to go through into each of these topics here. So first of all, is there actually a bona fide transfer of money or property? Was something actually transferred, is what we're talking about. So the donor actually has to part with something. They can't just promise to part with it. They have to actually part with it. And the donee has to actually receive something.